So it's now time for the mini set, and I'll tell you that after the mini set, we'll have three open mic performers before the featured acts, and that will be Cheryl Perrault, and then yours truly, and then Faith Senny. And then after the features, we'll have Ron Israel, and we'll have Alex, and Peter, and Ben, and anyone else who comes in, and then we'll see whether there's time to have anybody do a second song. I'm just delighted to have our featured act, that's a husband and wife team, John Loretz and Ann Sandstrom, and they're both magnificent musicians, and Ann has just come out with her first CD, and she has them available here. She's a marvelous writer and performer, and so is John, who does a wonderful job with Bob Dylan songs and a variety of other things, and also plays in a band. But they make beautiful music together. So please, a big welcome for Ann Sandstrom and John Loretz.
So yesterday I was in Utrecht, the Netherlands. You tell me where I am today. I don't quite know. Or when. Yeah, I got that impression somehow.
We died. Oh. No, we only feel like we died.
So we're going to start out with something that I wrote. And the short version of the introduction is that I guess I was thinking about what if you kind of rewrote the old Holly song, Bus Stop, for like a less innocent time. I love the Holly song. So this really has, except for one exception that you might pick up on, this has no relationship whatsoever to Bus Stop, but it's called Some Other Bus Stop. Like some silent lover who served you from over the counter, who sold you some trinkets or maybe a matchbox and candle, who stood at the window as you slipped through the crowd without caution. I have given my heart to you once and maybe more often. Any kind lover who never spoke over a whisper, but who thought that you heard him, or at least that you knew his intentions. From a glance or a touch, or the way that I held the door open, I have followed you out more than once, but only so often. There's a war in the streets, and it's spilled into every dark corner. So you sidestep your way to a bus stop that's calm, though it's crowded. And your bus pulls away just ahead of the suicide bomber. You will hear on the TV tonight that it's happening more often. You croon to the cats as you sift through old black and white photos, and the evening is peaceful, or maybe it's only too quiet, as As you huddle by candlelight, pinching the wax as it softens, I am pacing the pavement outside and will come here more often. Like some silent lover who could never be too close too often.
Next song is one of mine, and it is on the CD, it will never cease to amaze me how much John understands my very strange music and can actually complement it with some really great guitar parts, which is what he did with this song. And this one is called Wounded Eyes. Inviting us to play this mini set tonight and for everything she does for this community. It's amazing. That sounds good. I guess he had enough of this city's pain. He packed his suitcase up and moved away. Got a call. Fine. Clearly, we're going to have to rename that Wounded Mike. Thank you, Dan. Yeah, I told you, we died, but our food is here. So hurry up with the tempo on this next one.
So, the short story. We met about 30 years ago at Wooden Strings Music Center in Arlington. Our friend Ed Hanifin was there working behind the desk, as was I, and walked in to check in for a guitar lesson. We were together for a while, then we weren't. Fast forward 20 years. Here we are. Ed performed the wedding.
Literally.
This is his song. It's called Marigold. We knew it back then. Nice and slow. One, two, three, four. Take off your shoes, sit yourself down. You know how I crumble when you come around. You know that I need you, but I can't make a sound. And it's only my silence to tell you. Only my silence to tell you. My words never did much to tell you. Marigold, marigold, you know. Knock on the door, a ring on the phone. You tap at my window when I'm here alone. And I hear you come calling when I'm not at home. And it's only my absence to tell you. Only my absence to tell you. When I can't be here, how can I tell you? Marigold. Marigold, you know. If wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. If wishes were kisses, I might be less shy. But wishes don't help me when you catch my eye. And it's only my wishes to tell you. Only my wishes to tell you. These wishes could never quite tell you. Marigold, marigold, you know. Shoes, sit yourself down. You know how I crumble when you come around. You know that I need you, but I can't make a sound. And it's only my silence to tell you. Only my silence to tell you. My words never did much to tell you. Marigold. Marigold, you know. Thank you.
Thank you.
My, oh my. Ann and John, that was beautiful. That was elegant. It was lovely. And so you all, I hope you all know that Anne just has her CD released. It's monochrome. She has copies here tonight. She'll be happy to sell them to you. She'll be happy to autograph them for you. There will be a CD release party sometime in the fall, but get ahead of the game and get one of those CDs tonight. Now that you've heard them, you know that you don't want to leave here without that CD.